eyes look right through to my heart. I could see it when we met. I could feel it from the start. And it's something I just can't explain, but it makes me wanna jump back into the fire again.
Taking our cities, we got gangs taking over our streets. We keep handing out more and more welfare, though it never seems to meet their needs. What kind of culture are we cultivating? One where you never have to pull any weeds. If we don't stop this immigration, this great nation's gonna fall. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time that we close up that gate. Now can't you see how we are rapidly becoming get a grip on immigration in these great United States. How can we ever come to any solution when all we ever do is debate? We've got to get a tighter grip on our borders. We've got to seriously legislate and quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist and quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration. Now you know it's not too late. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time we start closing that gate. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration in these great United States. Let's get a grip on immigration. Now you know it's not too late. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time that we close up that gate. Can't you see how we are rapidly becoming another third world fascist police state? Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration in these great United States.
Be thou my vision, my blessed Lord, almighty God and King of the seven heavens. Be thou my thinking from dawn to dusk, in the brightest of days, in the darkest of nights. Be thou my speaking in each word that I say, may it reflect the depths of your wisdom. Be thou my Father, may I be thy child. May we be together as one. Be thou my vision.
Thank you.
my protector, be thou my shield, comfort me in my hour of need. Be thou my guardian, my guiding light, console me in my time of loss. Be thou my savior, my special angel, heal me when I am broken. Be thou the love of my heart, all that I am because of you. O Lord, be thou my vision.
This sacred ground deserves my all, no less for God or freedom's call. And if my life be laid down, let it be on sacred ground. It was purchased with the blood of patriots, consecrated for liberty, protected through the generations. Now the future rests with me. This sacred ground deserves my all, no less for God or freedom's call. And if my life be laid down, let it be on sacred ground. Who will answer cry for warriors? Who will be there, the battle line? Who will lift up a prayer for courage? Who will bury me if I die? This sacred ground deserves my all, no less for God or freedom's call. And if my life be laid down, let it be on sacred ground. If I should die, watch your shed no tears for me. I will be among the angels who've given all to keep all free. This sacred ground deserves my all, no less for God, freedom's call. And if my life be laid on sacred ground. And if my life be laid down, let it be on sacred ground.
Down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run him on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down, so we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind, and when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Leaning on the everlasting arms. What a fellowship, what a joy divine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. And secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting love.
world, what have I to fear?
Leaning on the everlasting arms,
I have blessed peace with my Lord so near.
Leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design broadcast for the first day of June, year 2022. I am your host, Pastor Dan, and the topic for today's broadcast is Down to the Wire. We dedicate this broadcast to our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, who is the Great I Am. We also dedicate this broadcast to His Holy Remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means All Praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo-Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen, Shumai, and welcome to the program, Cumri Ambeth. Our website is www.pastordan.net, and again, that's pastordan with no spaces, .net. And we do draw your attention to the Daily Mail page, where we try to keep you abreast of current events and health issues and things such as that. Obviously, issues as far as the scamdemic and the attempt of those in government to violate their oaths of office and deny us our God-given rights, which they have no authority to do that, by the way. So only can get away with that if you allow it. So you and I have the responsibility to keep these people in order. It's not up to some bureaucrat. It's not up to a bunch of lawyers, judges. They're all part of the system, part of the government. So the only independent force to keep them in line is you and I, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody else is getting a government check. And if you get a government check, you're part of the problem. And by the way, a very simple way to fix the problem is that people who are getting a check from any government agency have no right to cast a ballot. Okay? Think about it. It's a conflict of interest. It's stupid. Why are people allowed to vote for somebody who's going to give them money? Does that make sense? Now you know why the Democrats and the Communists have gotten to where they are, because we have lost our minds and we're not thinking straight. Nobody receiving a check, a benefit, has the right to cast a ballot. It's simple. Every one of these entitlement programs should be disbanded immediately. The government does not have a right to be in the business of charity. That's a local matter for you and I and for the congregation. Neighbors, friends, family, etc. It's not a government thing. Government has no business in education. Government has no business in the medicine world. Government has no business in food. None of it. We've been sitting on our asses allowing these people to get away with literally murder, and it's now come down to the wire. So when we get into the verses, you're going to find out a little bit more about that. But the reason I'm saying it's down to the wire is because of the tremendous amount of stress that I am getting from all the phone calls, emails, reports, and social media, etc., that I monitor on a daily basis. And so I'm just conveying that to you, okay? If you think you're alone in being stressed out and concerned about our future, concerned about our families, etc., you are not alone. In fact, you are far from it. So you can sense that we are coming down to the wire. You really can sense it for a lot of reasons and in a lot of different ways. But as one of the articles I read recently was talking about, we seem to have a dichotomy in our society where we have those who watch the major media and those that don't watch the major media, because the two camps are very discernible. The people who fill their heads with the nonsense coming across the electronic toilets, which there's many now, it's not just television, it's flat screens, phones, tablets, desktops, you name it. I just call them all flat screens, the kiss of death. Okay? If you get all your information over the flat screens and you don't do any digging, any research, any give it any thought, okay, you are going to be brainwashed and let off the track. People who know how to turn these devices off and think for themselves and reach out to others. I said a long time ago on the program that one of the things that is good with what's happening is the people of Yahweh are starting to come back together as a family. They are starting to talk with each other and reach out to each other, have empathy for each other. Okay, we've been missing that for quite some time. We really have. We've just sort of been so busy trying to gather money up and get ahead and put money away. I mean, the enemy is constantly giving you reasons to spend money, to save up money to buy bigger houses, better cars, better motorcycles, bigger boats, college educations, when college would be the last place I would send a child of mine. I'm actually happy that of my six children, only one has a college education. Only one. And that's in nursing. Okay? That's it. The rest of them went out and learned a trade or started a business of their own, which is so much better. And my daughter that's the nurse realizes now that she has been led astray by the nursing profession and the medical mafia, and she's doing her best to make it a better situation and to eventually get out of that, possibly going into naturopathy or something similar. So this whole concept that we have to spend money for all of these toys, trinkets, consumer items, that's all part of the beast system. And we're coming down to the wire because we were told by the prophets that there would come a day, and especially the book of Revelation, there would be a day when the merchants are weeping and wailing because we're not buying their garbage anymore. Now, when you look at these masked up low IQ folks walking the streets today, they're never going to stop buying Babylon stuff. So when John told us that there would be a day when this is happening, where are these people? So there's one of two things. Either these zombies wearing diapers on their face have expired and they're no longer with us, or there are so many of us in the camp that have awoken that when we decide that we're no longer going to spend our hard-earned money supporting Babylon, that it's enough to crush their system. So one of those two things. So either way it goes, though, at some point, this earth system, this banking cabal, is going to crash and burn. Now, a lot of people say, well, how do you know? That could have been a Jewish interpretation or a Jewish adulteration of our scriptures, etc. Well, that's possible. However, just thinking about it rationally, We have to overcome this system or it's over. Okay? We're down to the wire. We have to come together as a people and overcome this draconian, Satan-worshipping, sick, demented society that it's becoming, or it's over for us. So regardless of whether the scripture is 100% true, whether it's a Jewish concoction to get us to believe something that's, it doesn't matter, because you can just rationally think about it. And the only alternative that is acceptable for us coming back to center and living godly lives and clean lives of peace and prosperity and in His law is for us to overthrow it. Think about that. Because if we don't overthrow it, you and I will be exterminated by these people. And they've openly said that. Okay, this is not something they're hiding. They openly talk about that you and I need to be gotten rid of. In fact, there was an article a few days ago that there was a state representative advocating that all men have vasectomies. Can you imagine something that ridiculous? I can't remember if it was just all white men or all men in general. But either way, it's ludicrous. But that, and these people are in positions of, quote, government authority? Who in his right mind would give allegiance to such a sick, upside-down system? It's very difficult for me to wrap my head around that, why anybody would do that. And a lot of people say, well, Dan, what are we going to do? How are we going to fight this? Folks, you have to make that decision up on a one-by-one basis. Each and every soul that Yahweh put upon this earth has to come to grips with this major decision on their own. I like what General Stonewall Jackson, who was the general for the Confederate States of America, when he said that duty is ours, consequences belong to God the Father. I'm paraphrasing slightly. Okay? Duty is ours. In other words, you and I have a duty to do what is morally correct. That's our duty. The consequences of us doing that belong to the Father. In other words, it should never enter your mind as to, well, will they hurt me? Will they arrest me? Will they kill me? Will they deform me? Will they take my bank account? Will they fire me at work? Will they take my pension? Those things should never enter your mind. Realistically, they should never enter your mind. Because, again, our duty as His sons and daughters upon this earth is to do what is right and to teach others, especially the youngsters, to also do what is right. And that's part of why we're in this fix we're in, is because parents have abdicated that responsibility to the state. And the state is a monster. If people can't see that today, you're blind and dumber than rocks. Sorry, but that's just the way it is. The state, man-made government, the beast, whatever you want to call it, they are the enemy of all of us. Some people were asking how my debate was going with the black Muslim out there in California. The video, we only made it to episode 3, and I left the conference. I'd had enough. This guy was nothing more than a black racist, a white hater, and a misogynist. Okay, so he advocated because he admitted he has 6 grandchildren and every one of them is mixed. And so he has no problem with the destruction of the black race, the white race, the brown race, the yellow race. He has absolutely no sense of following God's law at all. So how do you debate with somebody like that? Okay? And again, those kind of people I don't want in my foxhole anyway. Because is Yahweh's blessing going to be on an individual that says such things? Who denounces Messiah's even existence? Who denounces Yahweh himself? Who denounces his laws? I mean, how does anybody at this point in time not understand why the purity of bloodlines is important? People that own racehorses understand it. People that have thoroughbred dogs and cats understand it. Even ranchers that used to argue with me admitted that when they mix 2 different breeds of cattle together, that they have to be in the field when the heifer is going to have the calf, because if they're not out there to give her assistance, the calf will usually die. Isn't that telling you something? Wouldn't that trigger a rational brain to say maybe we're doing something wrong? What's wrong with people today? Why do you think it's okay to play God? Why do you think it's okay to disobey his rules? Or as this, I'm going to just say it, the retard I was debating with, actually made the statement that it must be okay to race mix because he gave us men a penis that fits into to a woman's vagina. Now, I'm sorry if there's people out there with small children. I tried to keep that as clean as you can. But facts are facts. The children need to learn this anyway, because some idiot in the school system is going to try to convince them that that's the way it is. Okay? Now, to the credit of the other fellow that was in the debates, he quickly said, well, you can do that with an animal and it doesn't make it right. And there you go. That's right. So, again, you take a robin and a sparrow. They're built exactly the same. And yet in nature, without man's interference, robins and sparrows never cross over. None of the bird species cross over. None of the animal species cross over. As long as you keep man out of the equation. When man segregates them or pens them up to where they have no choice, etc., that's not natural. I'm talking about in nature. Ella says here that the black individual that was part of the debates believes in nothing except his own superiority. Yeah, he does. And he's delusional. I mean severely delusional, which to me is a form of mental illness. When you're that delusional that you'll believe things that are not supported by science, history, archaeology, etc., then you're just delusional. You are desperate. It's not my fault that the black race has not really ever developed much of a civilization or invented a whole lot of things. That's nobody's fault. It's just a fact. And I reminded him, go read Charles Murray's book called Human Accomplishment, a very thick book, sort of boring, but he goes through a very long period of time cataloging all of the advancements in what we call civilization. And nearly all of them were created by our race. Almost all of them. That's just the way it is. Now, to him, I'm a white supremacist because I want my children and my grandchildren to be white and to look like me. He considers me a white supremacist for that. I basically said he was an asshole and a hypocrite. So, again, that debate won't continue any further, and those are some of the reasons why. As the quote I sent to Mike said, how do you reason somebody out of something that they were never reasoned into? If you follow the logic there, okay? How do you reason somebody out of something they were never reasoned into? In other words, this man believes all civilization came out of Africa, especially black Africa, which is totally ludicrous. Okay? So he believes something he was never led into by way of reason. It's just simply his desire. That's the kind of people you have to deal with. So anyway, I want to get into some scriptures, but I want to run through some quick notes I jotted down about our condition as we're going down to the wire here. Society as a whole is operating as if there's no moral compass any longer. You might make the analogy of a ship out on the water that does not have a rudder. It's just being pushed away by whatever way the wind blows, or in the reality of it all, it's whatever direction the Jewish media pushes everybody. Because we don't have the rudder anymore. Because the church world, which many of us left years ago because of their hypocrisy and the fact that they are lame, okay? The church so-called leaders are non-existent. Where has the church been in the issue of abortion? Where has the church been in the issue of the communist takeover in this country and other countries? Where is the church when it's been nothing but bankers' wars practically for the last 500 years? State-sponsored genocide of people so that bankers can make money and take over people's real estate and their commodities. Okay? It's time for these wars to end. Let the bankers and the government officials go out and fight each other. Wouldn't that be something? You and I go up in the bleachers and we'll be sipping on a beer and eating some popcorn while we watch all the bureaucrats, all the bankers, all the elitists like George Soros and Gates and all the rest of them, let them out in the arena and let them duke it out. I think that's a lot better way. Rather than our sons and daughters bleeding the ground red for these assholes, I would rather put them in an arena and let them duke it out. Just a thought. The ills of our society, as in my own personal life, as I've gone through and I've been down many dark roads at different times, and what I found out is that's when I learned to pray the best, and also I did a lot of soul searching, and I realized that almost every single problem that I had, I could find a verse in scripture that if I had read it and followed it, I would not have had that problem. Every single time. So a lot of people that say, well, the scriptures are Jewish or the scriptures are fake or whatever. How is that possible? That every single time I was in trouble, I was distressed or I was depressed or I was financially in a bad spot, or in a bad relationship, or whatever, I could find a part of the Bible, had I followed its instruction, I would not have had that problem. Have you ever done that? Something to think about. As I said, the fact that our people are now networking together is an excellent thing. And again, if you want to back it up in scripture why we should be doing that, go to Malachi chapter 4. That is what we should be doing right now, coming back together as a family, working together, having each other's back, sharing information with each other, encouraging each other, etc. Okay? We're going to get through this thing as a team, not as individuals. We're going to get through this as a team. Now, that team is made up of individuals, but it's still going to be a team effort. We've got a financial tsunami coming at us. And again, it's because of these criminals within government agencies, and why in the hell nobody has pulled them out of there and put them on trial for malfeasance, and in some cases put them on trial for treason. I don't know. It tells me that we're on our own, that there are no areas within government that are doing the job of watching out for your rights and my rights. That's over. Now, remember, that's the whole purpose of government, is to protect your and my natural God-given rights. That's the only reason to create a government. And they have failed miserably. They all should be, at the very least, fired. Many of them should be put on trial at the local level in front of a citizen's grand jury for, like I said, at the very least, they're all guilty of malfeasance and dereliction of duty. Some are guilty of treason, and some are guilty of other heinous crimes, pedophilia, murder, rape, kidnapping. All of those carry a death penalty. Wouldn't it be fun to watch criminals that are guilty of those crimes actually being taken to the gallows? I think it would be a fun thing to watch. I can think of a whole lot of names that I'd like to see hanging from a piece of rope. And the beauty of it is how much better the world will be when they're gone. Can you imagine that? Honest money? No interest? Very little in the way of taxation? Very little? Very little government interference? Peace, prosperity, no more wars? No more racial strife, because we're going to obey God's law? And we're going to stay with our own kind? Doesn't that sound kind of like a nice thing to you all? I think it would be very great. Also, another reminder to continue making your preps. It's never too late, folks. Be prepared. The scriptures tell us that a prudent man, which means a wise man, sees disaster coming and prepares for it. Okay? I would pray that the men out there are prudent or wise. Your families, your wives, your children, etc., are depending on it. Be prudent. Be the best man you can be. That's what I've been telling guys on this station for 22 years. Quickly approaching 23 years now. Okay? Be the best man you know how to be. Number one, for your Father in heaven. But number two, for you, yourself, so that you can feel good about who you are. And then for those that look up to you and are under your authority, so that you can, they can have confidence in you. Angel says here, anger is his tool of debate. Yes, he lost control many times, just started ranting and raving. The body of Christ is not multiracial, as our head is not. No person's body is a different color than their head. Well, yeah, that's true. Kind after kind, and even in the books of Leviticus and Deuteronomy, it talks about the fact that God's law to we Caucasian Israelites was that we were never to allow a non-Israelite to have any kind of authority or political power within our ranks. Okay, we've blown that one too. In fact, we've blown so many of his rules and regulations, I'm amazed that we're still here. But there is a remnant, and he talks about his remnant. In fact, Christ, in the book of Luke, was talking about the fact, my flock is a tiny flock. Why? Because our people are chasing after filthy lucre or money. They're chasing after material things. They're chasing after their ego being massaged by getting promotions they don't deserve, or pats on the back by these Zionist communist pigs. And somehow they think that's cool. Okay, our people have sold out their families, their country, their own souls for almost nothing. In fact, there is a scripture that says that they would do such a thing. They would be sold into bondage for nothing. And when you think about it, what is most of the, quote, currency being used to pay off our police, our doctors, our nurses, the hospital staff, the military people, the government people? What's being used? Electronic shekels. Think about that. Electronic, they only exist in computers, which is the equivalent of nothing. If Yahweh pushed the right button and sent a gigantic EMP pulse on this earth, they would disappear in a second. Okay? So, electronic shekels that only exist in binary computers was enough to get people to sell out their families, their heritage, their countries, their own respect. Sell themselves out like whores to these miscreants that walk around in shoe leather. All for fictitious money, basically nothing. Don't be fooled by the false flags. We got tons of false flags. It should be obvious, please. They're trying to justify stealing your weapons and disarming you. That should be so apparent, we shouldn't even have to talk about it. Okay? Don't be fooled by the orchestrated false flags. Start using your brains. Use discernment. As it says in Scripture, it will be as in the days of Noah, and it got pretty ugly. All right, well, we're finally going to get down here to some Scripture. Now, I'm going to try to go through these. I got a lot of verses here, but we're going to start off here in 2 Timothy chapter 3 in the description of where we're at right now and how we got there and how do we get out of there. Okay, so these are all going to come together eventually, so just bear with me here. So 2 Timothy chapter 3, but know this, that in the last days, grievous times will come, for men will be lovers of self. It's called narcissism. Lovers of money. It's called greed, materialism. Boastful, arrogant, blasphemers, much like the black guy in California. Disobedient to parents or ancestors, unthankful, boy, if that's a common one today, unholy, without natural affection. How can a mother murder their child? Now, there is an exception when in cases of rape or miscegenation, things such as that, where a mother would not want what's called a monster in their belly. But other than rape and interracial miscegenation, what mother would want to kill her own child? That just doesn't even make sense. I do not know why that happens, but I don't know how long my recorder stopped, but I had to restart my recorder, so I may have lost a portion of this. You would think in this day and age that we'd have software and hardware consistent enough that that kind of garbage wouldn't happen. But anyway, hopefully I'll figure it out and I didn't lose a whole lot. Let's see here, 54. I may have lost like 3 or 4 minutes. From infancy, again, you have known the Holy Scriptures, okay, wise for salvation through faith, which is in Yeshua HaMashiach. Every scripture is Yahweh-breathed and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, that each person who belongs to Yahweh God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. I'll tell you, we're in a war, and I would sure hope people are thoroughly equipped in this day and age. You better put on the whole armor of our Father. And you better be praying when your head hits that pillow at night and when you get up in the morning, you take some time. I know it's a busy world and people are struggling, but there's never so much of an urgency that you can't take at least some time to count your blessings, have a little conversation with our Father, get your head straightened out right out of the gate, okay? Give thanks for what you do have. Give thanks for the loved ones around you. Give thanks for those who edify you in this fight, the people that encourage you and lift you up, people that pray for you, okay? Never takes that much time. Now we're going to go to 2 Timothy chapter 4, starting at verse 1. I command you, therefore, before Yahweh God and Yahshua HaMashiach, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Now, it's interesting, this black guy says Yahshua doesn't exist because there's nothing he wrote. I had to remind him that in the days of Buddha, Muhammad, Yahshua, many of the patriarchs, they didn't carry pens and paper with them, okay? That's a modern thing. They didn't have stuff to write things down. They didn't have electronic tablets and notebooks and digital recorders. See, people today have a very difficult time putting themselves into the situation even 10 years ago, 20 years ago, let alone 2,000, 3,000 years ago. You got to stop and put yourself into the situation of that time. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all patience and teaching. For the time will come when they will not listen to the sound doctrine. Boy, are we in that time period. Phew. But having itching ears will leap up for themselves. Will heap up for themselves teachers after their own lusts. Now, this verse is talking about this fellow out in California completely, because that's exactly what he is doing. His lust is to believe that the black race created civilization. That's his lust. And he's heaping up for himself teachers off the internet and everywhere else to support that. Well, again, if your lust is to prove that your race, your people, whatever that might be, did a certain thing, you can probably find something on the internet to support that, but that does not make it true. And again, truth like a lion doesn't need to be defended. Just let it go. Let it go. It can defend itself. It takes the force of government or organizations to promote a lie, because the truth can stand on its own. And will turn away their ears from the truth and turn away to fables. See, Jews are very good at creating fables, and people just love to hang on to them. But you, folks, be sober in all things. Suffer hardship. Do the work of an evangelist and fulfill your ministry. Okay, and what is our ministry, you think? Our ministry is to wake up the lions at this time, okay? That's our ministry. Wake up the lions. We don't need any more sheep. We need lions. Now again, we're in 2 Timothy 4. Now we're going to go to verse 6 through 8. For I am already being offered, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. From now on, the crown of righteousness is stored up for me, which Yahweh, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all those who have loved his appearing. Starting at 9. Be diligent to come to me soon. For Demas left me, having loved this present world. How many have we lost in our families because they love the present world? And went to Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, or Galatia, and Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for service. But I sent Tychicus to Ephesus. Bring the cloak that I left at Thros with Carpus when you come, and the books, especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did much evil to me. Yahweh will repay him according to his deeds, of whom you also must be aware, for he greatly opposed our words. This is the part of Paul's writings that lets you know that, again, Paul was writing letters. I don't have the scripture in front of me, but there is a scripture written in Paul's writings where he said, do not take my letters for new law. So Paul himself said, beware, do not take what I'm writing to individual churches in my day, exhorting them, edifying them, or chastising them to create new law. What has the Catholic Church done? What has organized churchianity done? They have done exactly that. They run almost all of their doctrine through the writings of Paul. At my first offense, no one came to help me, but all left me. May it not be held against them, but Yahweh stood by me and strengthened me, that through me the message might be fully proclaimed, and that all the Israelites in the diaspora might hear. So I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and Yahweh will deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Yahweh is our rock and our refuge. How many times does it say that in Scripture? Go to Psalm 91. Read it again. Okay. Now we're going to go down to 1 Timothy chapter 4 for a few verses here. But the Spirit says expressly that in the later days, or the latter days, some will fall away from the faith. Some? How about a lot? Paying attention to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. Woo! Do you think you might be talking about the demonic, satanic Jews here? Through the hypocrisy of men who speak lies. That's on a daily basis, coming out of Washington, the medical mafia, and especially the Jews and their elitists. Through the hypocrisy of men who speak lies, branded in their own conscience as with a hot iron. Other verses say seared. Their consciences are seared. It's as if they don't even have a conscience. Take a look at these people. They can stand in front of a camera lying their ass off to you and try to make you believe it's true. Verse 3, 1 Timothy 4, verse 3, forbidding marriage and commanding to abstain from foods which Yahweh God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. Now, what is he talking about there? How about the Catholic Church again? Who forbids marriage to priests and nuns? Who, back in the Middle Ages, said you could only eat fish on a Friday so that they could support the fisher's market, prop up the fish market at a point in time in the Middle Ages. Okay, so the Catholic Church is basically a political organization. It's got nothing to do with our Father. It sure as hell has nothing to do with the Scripture as we know it and the salvation of man through Yahshua HaMashiach. The Catholic Church is a political regime, much like organized crime. And you know, the interesting thing is, I got that from former priests. Oh, yeah, I've talked to a lot of former priests. One was an Indian fellow that grew up in Morocco. He gave me some really interesting details about the Catholic Church. Another gentleman I knew was a high up in the Jesuit order at one time. And when he realized what he was involved with, left it and became Identity. Okay, but he was a Jesuit. He also filled me in on a lot of what goes on in the Catholic Church. Not just the Catholic Church, but the Daughters of the Whore, which is the Protestant churches as well. But the Catholic Church is at the top of the heap. For every creature of God is good. Amen. Good trees bear good fruit. And nothing is to be rejected, if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified through the word of God in prayer. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 12. In that day you will say, quote, I will give thanks to you, Yahweh, for through you, for though you were angry with me, your anger has turned away, and you comfort me. Behold, Yahweh is my salvation. I will trust, and I will not be afraid. For Yahweh is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. Hallelujah. Therefore, with joy, you will draw water out of the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, give thanks to Yahweh, call upon his name, declare his doings amongst the people, proclaim that his name is exalted, sing to Yahweh, for he has done excellent things. Let this be known in all the earth. Cry aloud and shout, you inhabitants of Zion. For the Holy One of Jacob Israel is great amongst you. Isaiah 41:10. This is one for all of you people that are suffering with anxiety. Again, Isaiah 41, verse 10. Do not you be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your Elohim God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Now, these are rather long verses here, but if you can, since we're getting close to the hour, go to Matthew 24. And read it with your notes, etc. And Revelation chapter 16 later on after hearing this, okay? Matthew 24 and Revelation 16. It is getting down to the wire. You can feel it. Something is big on the horizon. And we've talked about that for a long time, too. When Scripture tells us about the end times and all the things that are going to happen, remember that this is our Father's plan. And because it's his plan, it's going to work exactly as he wants it to work. Now, he may use us to do parts, but he also can use non-believers, atheists, and even the Jew. But it's going to come out the way he wants it. The thing for you to decide is, do you want to be in his camp or do you want to be in with the goats? All right? But when the end time scenario fully develops around us, it will create good things for the righteous, but it is going to be terrible for those without faith, with those who stand against our Creator Father. as you can see with the ridiculousness that has transpired in the last 26 months, okay, you can see how people have suffered by putting their trust in who? Man, the arm of flesh. Today they're called doctors or medical individuals such as Fauci, who's not even a doctor. Okay? Just like the head of the World Health Organization, he's not a medical person. Bill Gates is not a medical person. But how many of these people see these miscreants on television and run out and do what they tell them to do? Okay, do you see what I'm saying? Instead of having faith in the body that Yahweh gave them, these glorious bodies that are capable of defending us against all manner of problems and poisons and toxins and pathogens, etc., rather than keeping the body fit and trusting its ability, they run out and put poisons from the pharmaceutical industry into their body because these lying miscreants told them to do so. They put their faith in an idol rather than in the Creator. So do you see how Scripture comes to life in front of you if you take the blinders off and you actually look at what's going on around us? It's hideous, isn't it? Absolutely hideous. So don't be part of the problem. Be part of the solution. And you start with the person that when you get up in the morning, that person you see in the mirror. Start with you, as that one saying goes. You go into this day and be the change that you want to see in the world around you. Starting with you. You be the change. Don't expect other people to do it if you're not doing it. You lead by example. Does that make sense? You lead by example. Or as Scripture also says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. It's one thing to know Scripture. I know people brag about memorizing hundreds, if not thousands, of verses, but if you don't put it into action, if it's not applied to where it will save you, what good is it? Good case in point. Look at all the people that you know that are they carry Bibles around with them. They're quoting Scripture, but they're eating junk food. They're putting poisonous GMO and hybrid foods. They call it food, but it's full of chemicals and dyes and high fructose corn syrup and all this other garbage. Okay, so they know all this Scripture, but they don't put it into practice. The food laws tell us not to do that, but they don't believe them, see? But they can quote Scripture. Isn't that amazing? I can quote hundreds of verses, but I don't know enough not to put poison in my body. Scripture says you don't get tattooed. It's not because it's trying to be an ass and not allow you to have some fun. It's because the poison of those dyes is detrimental to your health. Not to mention, it's a sign of paganism. That's why Christians never did it in the past. You don't mark your bodies. What kind of tattoo would Christ have worn? Huh? Can you picture Christ with some sort of a tattoo or a sleeve on his arm or whatever? Can you picture Mary Magdalene with a tramp stamp on her back? Oh, it's sacrilege. And yet people walk around like, well, yeah, look what I got. Really? I was blessed from the time I was a boy. The idea of putting that crap in my body was repulsive. Again, I'm not trying to say I'm better than anybody else. I'm just saying that's how my life was. The Holy Spirit spoke to me as a child. Don't put that stuff in your body. It was the same thing when people tried to get me to smoke a cigarette. No. It's a poison. Not to mention the fact my father will kick my ass, but I don't want to do it anyway. It's harmful. It's hot gases and smoke. Why would I want to put that in my body? Well, here, Dan, here's a shot of gin or moonshine or whiskey. Go ahead, Dan. No, same thing. Number one, my father will kick my ass. Number two, I'm not going to put that in my body. Not especially as a child growing up and everything developing. Now, when I get to be an adult, I'll have a drink or two. But again, as Scripture says, all things in moderation. Same thing with food. Moderation. Gluttony, obesity is a sin. Now, for the rare person that actually has a medical condition, okay, I'm not talking about you, but that is a very tiny amount of people. Tiny compared to the number of people that suffer from that. And again, if I am sticking a hat pin in your comfort zone, I'm sorry, but facts are facts. Okay? Scripture, as we just read, is for your salvation. That salvation has nothing to do with the hereafter. Nothing. It has to do with the here and now. The hereafter is going to take care of itself. Those scriptures are to prevent harm to you here and now by foods, by enemies, by traitors, by criminals. Because it teaches discernment. It also teaches lions to rise up and strike down the enemy. Where are our lions? Heavenly Father, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for this opportunity to share with each other. We just hope and pray, Father, that the end of this nightmare will come soon. With your appearing, we pray that the kingdom will be established. We pray that you will sit upon the throne, and we know that with that, there will be no more arguing, no more debates, no more he said, she said, no more scripture says this, no more bickering, fighting, and backstabbing. You are going to rule with a rod of iron. That means unwavering, unbending. And that's what we need, discipline, Father. We've been given too much latitude, way too much laxity, too much being spoiled. We're like little brats. We need discipline. We need men to sharpen men. Iron sharpening iron. Lions roaring and lions roaming with other lions. We got enough sheep. We got enough cucks and soy boys out there. We need real men. And we need the ladies to support the men. Ladies, you've been fed a line of bullshit a mile long. The most sacred, most precious job on earth is the bearing and raising of a child. How can there be anything more precious than that? And you have forsaken it because of this new world system put here by people who worship Satan. May our people wake up out of this slumber soon, Father Yahweh. May the army of Ezekiel 37 arise out of this valley of dead and dry bones soon. That mighty army rises up and vanquishes the wicked that walk this earth. Forgive us our sins, guide us in all that we say and do, Father Yahweh, and always protect us from our enemies. In Yahweh's name we pray. Hallelujah.
Bright hour.
speak your name in the wind. The shining world outlasts us all. Even the mountains seem to know you're gone. The foothills shimmer where they stand. The sky is still and much too beautiful. And I am missing you again. Southern sky, the foothills burning in the afterglow, an angel fire passing by. I think of songs I might have sung to you, the love I wanted you. Every time the blazing sun goes down, another promise disappears. desees y apartado de tus dones. Libérame de mi maldad, bendíceme con tu bondad. Sosténme, Dios, en tu gracia, amante dulce del alma.
Gentle King comes in peace on earth.
on a charger for war. A battle in heaven, a war on the earth, to shatter the long dark and sea. A kingdom of beauty, a kingdom of love, a kingdom of justice and peace, a kingdom that holds all the wiles of creation, a kingdom where children will lead.
Out.